You're listening to the Packernet Podcast Network.
We all have smartphones, and we all know they're pretty amazing, but they also can be amazingly distracting, especially when we're around other people. So U.S. Cellular wants us to reset our relationship with our phones by putting down our phones for five. That's right, a company that sells phones wants us to put down our phones. And to see what we find, learn more at uscellular.com/built for us.
This is the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update, brought to you by Packernet.com and powered by Overtime Media. The Daily Cheese is a collaboration with the Packernet Podcast, hosted by Ryan Schlipp, the Pack Daddy. And I am your host, JJ Leahy. The Kansas City Chiefs have reached an agreement with quarterback Patrick Mahomes. He's now signed a 10-year contract extension. He already had 2 years left on his current deal, so he's going to be signed through 2031. That's 12 years. So first off, this is not entirely unheard of. Drew Bledsoe and Michael Vick both signed 10-year contracts with the Patriots and Falcons, and Donovan McNabb signed 12 years with the Eagles. That was back in 2002. In 2001, we saw Brett Favre sign a lifetime contract with the Packers. That's what they called it. It was really a 10-year contract, and it made Favre the NFL's first $100 million player. Yesterday, the biggest sports contract in history was the 12-year, $426.5 million deal that Mike Trout signed last year. Now, this is all so new that we don't have official numbers yet, but it looks like Mahomes is going to be making a minimum of $477 million guaranteed, which does in fact make this the largest contract in sports history. However, this contract is potentially worth up to $503 million. Now, a 12-year contract, that's huge. What if Patrick Mahomes suffers a career-ending injury? Well, in that case, his injury guarantee is worth $140 million. Last point, this is the longest active NFL contract. Mahomes is signed for 5 years longer than any other player in the NFL. Ezekiel Elliott comes in number two, contracted through 2026. Final bulletin. The Green Bay Packers Titletown District in Green Bay is reopening this week for in-person classes and activities, which includes fitness programs, line and ballroom dancing, and art classes. One change due to COVID, you'll now have to register online ahead of time. This is an effort to cap class sizes and keep them small enough to maintain social distancing. Staff say there are plenty of hand sanitizer dispensers on the grounds, and the game courts like ping pong and the Titletown Playground are all open. You can find a full list of events at titletown.com. That's it for today's Daily Cheese. For more in-depth analysis and a look at Packers strategy, make sure you're subscribed to the Packernet Podcast, hosted by the Pack Daddy, Ryan Schlipp. Keep up on all the Green Bay Packers news by going to Packernet.com and follow the Packernet Podcast on Facebook. My name is JJ Leahy, and you've been listening to the Daily Cheese, your Green Bay Packers news update. Support for this podcast comes from Overtime Media.